Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another beautiful day here in Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshat Va'era 2021. Rav Eliyahu is blowing us away with his righteousness. So a few cute, amazing stories. There was a boy who recounts, when he was young, he rebelled. He came from a religious family, but he needed to rebel, because that's what some kids do. So he decided to have earrings and long hair and wear, one of those V-necks shirts and shorts. And he didn't really look like a religious kid. And his parents were very ashamed that their kid just didn't fit in the community. And every Friday night when the Rav would see this boy, he would smile with zero judgment and just say, Shabbat Shalom. And that's what gave this boy the strength. And he remembers that once the Rav came over to him and gave him a handshake and said, Shabbat Shalom. And the boy said at that moment, he decided he's gonna go back to keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So he got tzitzis and went the whole way, except he kept his long hair. That was his one remnant of his old rebellious state. He came over to Rav Eliyahu one Shabbos, and Rav Eliyahu smiled at him so nicely, and he asked the Rav, do you think I should cut my hair? And Rav Eliyahu said, a bachur yeshiva, it's good to cut your hair. It would be less dinim, less judgments, and which is Kabbalistic for the idea that hair brings down judgments. Go get a haircut, said in a nice way. And from that moment, the boy cut his hair, and he fully came back to Torah and mitzvahs. You never know what a little smile can do for a person. A few more sweet stories about how the Rav sensitivity. So everyone used to come and bring their etrogim to Rav Eliyahu, because he was an expert in knowing if it's considered mehudar, a higher level. So a lot of times the etrogim were not actually mehudar. They were not the higher level. But instead of saying they're just kosher, he would say, kimat mehudar, almost mehudar, odmat mehudar, a little bit more it's mehudar. That was his way of giving them, they already came to see him, he didn't want to leave them with a bad feeling. He wanted to speak badly about the etrog, so he spoke about it in as nice a way as possible that they should leave with a good feeling. Like in this week's Parsha, when Moshe and Aaron are told to be sensitive to the rock and to the sand, because the sand did them good, so don't hit the sand. So Rav Eliyahu was sensitive even in the way that he spoke about etrogim. Similarly, if there was a etrog that seemed to be pasul, forbidden for use, he would generally not say it's pasul. He would say, go get a different etrog. Why? He didn't want to speak badly about the etrog, and he used to say, well, maybe it's not kosher for the first day, but maybe for the second day it could be kosher. And maybe we Paskin, again, we rule, that it's not a kosher etrog, but there are other Poskim who think it would be kosher, and we don't want to postle it, because what we Paskin down here, that's what it is in the heavens, and maybe some Jew took that etrog. So this is the sensitivity of Rav Eliyahu, even about an etrog. And he was sensitive with people, too. Often after Shabbos, davening at Nates, the whole world would come and ask most complicated questions to her, all these great Talmidei Chachamim, and he would just answer. All day, boom, 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 boom. And once a man came over and said, Harav, Harav, haimutar likshor tzitzit? Can I tie my tzitzis on Shabbos? Which is a very easy question. The answer is no, you can't. And the Gabbai, who was kind of walking with the Rav, was like, what are you asking these silly questions to the biggest genius of our generation? Come on. And Rav Eliyahu gave the Gabbai a look and said, no. And he looks at him and says, good question. And he takes the tzitzis out and he says, And he explains to him very, as if the whole world stopped, why it's not allowed to tie tzitzis on Shabbos. This was the sensitivity of Rav Eliyahu, and Zoicha to be sensitive to each other, and to be sweet, and to only speak good. Good Shabbos from Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael.